Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
It's 8 o'clock on Today. Coming up, Storm Watch. Hurricane Fiona moving north while all eyes are on the new system gaining strength and threatening the Gulf Coast. We're live with your latest forecast. Then, saving the Amazon. We're taking a closer look at the effects of illegal mining on the region and how it affects all of us.
What happens in the Amazon doesn't just stay in the Amazon.
Inside our trip to one of the world's most important regions. Plus, I Spy, the CIA releasing its first podcast and revealing the secrets behind the agency. And it's not all James Bond.
I'm most comfortable driving our 2013 Subaru Outback at posted speed limits.
The details straight ahead. And Ham On Live. John Hamm is here to talk about his Big Fletch reboot, decades in the making.
You're a bit of a shady character, Mr. Fletcher.
But I am adorable.
The Mad Men star stopping by Studio 1A to tell us about his take on the iconic role today, Friday, September 23rd, 2022.
Starting off the weekend.
Promotional Beach, North Carolina.
Franklin, Tennessee.
Walnut Creek, California.
And Stockbridge, Georgia.
Katie's turning 30.
From Willoughby, Ohio.
On a ghost trip
from Palm Beach, Florida.
50 years ago today,
I married the love of my life.
From Indianapolis, today is my mom's special day.
My 70th birthday.
Doesn't look 70.
Wow. I'll have what she's having.
Me too.
It looks great. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Today. Nice to have you with us. It's Friday. Just feels so good.
Sure does.
Ready for the weekend.
Yeah. Let's get to your news at 8 o'clock. I'll start with the weather. Hurricane Fiona battering Bermuda this morning, closing schools there and knocking out power, and it's headed north now. Dylan is tracking another system right behind it that could spell trouble for the Gulf Coast of the U.S. But first, let's go to NBC's Morgan Chesky. He's in Bermuda this morning experiencing it firsthand. Morgan, good morning.
Yeah, Savannah, good morning. We're absolutely experiencing it, and it's hard to believe that this hurricane is more than 150 miles off the coast of Bermuda, now a Category 3, but this island is getting pummeled by wind and rain. We witnessed multiple power poles down. About a third of the population of Bermuda going to be waking up today without any electricity. And I want to show you some video from inside Fiona as it churned its way through the Atlantic to make a glancing blow on Bermuda. This drone video actually captures 50-foot waves, 100-mile-an-hour winds, an incredibly rare look inside this massive storm that is now churning its way up to Canada. But I can tell you, it is definitely not over yet. The damage extent of it here in Bermuda has yet to be seen, but it is going to be widespread as a result of merely a glancing blow from this incredibly powerful storm. Savannah.
All right, Morgan, thank you.
And Dylan's got an update on where Hurricane Fiona will stir things up next, heading toward Canada, and also another system behind it.
Yes, it's very, very active now all of a sudden, but that storm is pulling away from Bermuda, so conditions will improve into this afternoon, but then this is going to race up into eastern Canada and pummel that area with strong winds and heavy rain, torrential rain likely with several inches of rain possible. This is the next storm system we're watching. It's now Tropical Depression 9. Winds are only at 35 miles per hour, but as it moves westward, we are going to see this thing strengthen perhaps into a tropical storm going into the weekend. It would become Hermine. And then it's going to take this turn. It should hit the western side of Cuba, and that should maintain it as a Category 2 storm as it enters back into the Gulf of Mexico. And then we're going to have to keep an eye on it as it approaches southwestern Florida as a possible Category 2 hurricane Tuesday night into early Wednesday morning with winds up to 110 miles per hour. A lot of this track is going to change. There's a chance it could also go a little bit farther to the north, but this is something we'll keep a close eye on as we go through the weekend and early next week, Craig.
All right, Dylan, we'll come back to you in just a few moments. Meanwhile, the CIA, known for its secrecy, of course, but this morning, we're getting a rare glimpse inside the spy agency. It's stepping out of the shadows with its own podcast. NBC News Now anchor Joe Fryer tells us what to expect. Joe, good morning.
Hey, good morning. The world of podcasting has attracted people like former President Obama, Oprah, and Meghan Markle. Now the CIA is getting in on the act, launching its first ever unclassified podcast, The Langley Files. Its debut episode features director William Burns, who says he wants to demystify the work they do. And spoiler alert, it's a lot different than those cloak and dagger spy movies we've all come to know and love.
For decades, the secret world of espionage has captivated audiences. From James Bond to Jason Bourne, our favorite big screen spies are always on high-stakes missions to save the world and always equipped with the coolest gadgets. But reality may be a far cry from the movies. The CIA launched a new podcast Thursday revealing what it's really like to operate in the shadows. The first episode features a rare interview with CIA Director William Burns, who says intelligence work is not that glamorous.
A world of heroic individuals who drive fast cars and defuse bombs and solve world crises all on their own every day. That, I have to tell you, is a constant source of amusement for my wife and daughters. They never cease to remind me that I don't exactly fit that image, since I'm most comfortable driving our 2013 Subaru Outback at posted speed limits.
Burns provided a glimpse into how the agency actually operates.
Every day we're recruiting agents and collecting information on the plans and the intentions and the capabilities of our adversaries. Our job is to tell policymakers what they need to hear, not what they want to hear.
CIA intelligence has been crucial in recent months, helping to track al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri, who was killed by a U.S. drone strike, and successfully predicting Russia's invasion of Ukraine months before Russian President Putin declared war.
And that enabled us to help Ukrainians defend themselves. It helped to expose the fact that what Putin was about was a naked, unprovoked aggression. And we reinforced that by, you know, the president's decision to declassify some of our secrets as well.
Burns says with trust in institutions in short supply, it's important to demystify what the CIA really does, using a modern podcast to open a window into the nation's most secretive agency.
The agency marked its 75th anniversary earlier this year and says it hopes to reach a wider, more diverse audience with the release of this new podcast. The Langley Files is available on all streaming platforms and the CIA's website. Each episode will be hosted by two agency officers and feature special guests. Back to you guys.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Sounds fascinating.
Mm-hmm. It does.
All right. Coming up in Pop Start, Ryan Reynolds. How Ryan Reynolds is pulling out all the stops to get you to visit his gin distillery. In fact, he may even put you to work.
Okay, that's going to be a good one. But first, Cynthia McFadden is here to share an eye-opening trip to the Amazon, a firsthand look at what's now threatening the rainforest and why it should matter to us no matter where we live. Plus, the American professor is trying to save one of the world's most important regions. We'll get into it right after this.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We're back now at 8:15 with Today Climate. This morning, a firsthand look at gold mining deep in the Peruvian rainforest that's affecting all of us, from weather patterns to crop growth and a lot more.
It's part of our network-wide Climate Challenge Week, produced as part of the Pulitzer Center's Rainforest Project.
Mm-hmm. And NBC's Cynthia McFadden is here with an investigation a year in the making. Mm-hmm. Cynthia, this is incredible what we're about to see.
It's so great to be with you all this morning. You know, there was a lot to learn before we could tell this story. And as you will see, while the extent of the destruction is massive, so is the resolve of two remarkable American college professors to help fix it.
NBC is the first network news team since the pandemic to be allowed inside this emergency zone.
We are going to see the devastation caused by illegal mining,
where the rainforest now looks like this, desert, interrupted by toxic ponds of mercury.
What happens in the Amazon doesn't just stay in the Amazon.
And that is why two of the world's foremost Amazon scientists, Luis Fernandez and Miles Silman, have agreed to be our guides.
I'm studying tropical forest ecosystems and how they respond to climate change.
And Luis?
I don't study the same kind of pretty places that Miles does. I study areas that have been destroyed.
Yeah, your sunshine, your darkness, essentially.
Essentially. Yeah.
The destruction is a result of a gold rush, which is now affecting worldwide weather patterns, crop growth, and carbon emissions.
How bad is it?
It's much worse than we had feared.
Because to collect an ounce of gold, you must separate it from nearly 30 tons of silt.
Miners working under very difficult conditions using really primitive techniques have to somehow sift through tons of sediment to get those little flecks of gold.
The rich black silt is pumped out of a pit where the trees have been chopped down, and it's flush with water down a slide. But where's the gold?
To get that final step, where you want to separate the gold from the sand, you add mercury.
Mercury is poison, isn't it?
It is. It's poisonous to humans, to wildlife. It lasts for centuries.
All the mercury that is spreading.
Some of it touches the gold, but a lot of it doesn't. The rest of it is thrown back into the river, kind of like the baby with the bathwater, except that the baby is toxic.
And now studies show so are some of the fish, loaded with more mercury than anywhere else in the Amazon. And the people, more than 75% of those here have been contaminated with dangerously high levels. In total, they say, millions of acres have been affected across the region, turning a place once vital for absorbing the world's carbon into one pumping carbon into the atmosphere.
The first meter of soil in the forest holds as much carbon as all the trees that are above it. And then when we think about the next meter, 2 meters, 3 meters, 4 meters, there can be a whole other forest's worth of carbon down that deep.
Are you suggesting that if we dig down there, we may be releasing all of this old carbon into the atmosphere?
Not suggesting, we really are. It's something that needs a lot more study. It's something that we're just starting to work out.
Is it too late to save this place? Luis and Miles say emphatically no. They take us on a tour to show us some ideas for the future. We visit a bold experiment in the works. The Harakbut people, a 300-person indigenous community, has spent $1 million developing an eco-lodge, not yet open. The setting, breathtaking.
It's mind-blowing, the diversity that you find. If we walked out in the forest, there would be as many breeding birds in the, say, square mile as there are in all of North America. There would be 1,000 species of butterflies, maybe more.
But even here, we're shocked to discover they are mining with mercury to fund the eco-lodge, in the hopes mining will one day be unnecessary. As for the professors, their work is deemed critical by the Peruvian government, which partners with them.
This is the first and only mercury research lab in the Peruvian Amazon.
They created a nonprofit, Cincia, which the U.S. and NASA also help fund.
Yeah, it's a big pile of rocks left over by gold mining.
We're making our way to part of the largest reforestation operation in the Americas.
How great!
Where they study what might now grow in these mining pits.
You have to have the right tree for the right place, right?
Sure. Yeah, you can spend a whole lot of effort and just send the little trees to their death sentences. You're standing in a mining site. This was all mining.
And finally, Luis introduces us to a group of kids they're working with.
We're here with students to measure mercury to see if these rivers and streams are polluted by illegal gold mining.
The insects the students collect will be studied by Cynthia scientists.
It's really important to get the kids involved because these kids are the ones that are going to have to deal with this problem in the future.
One day, what do you want to look back and say, yeah, we did that?
I'd love to see a generation of Peruvian scientists solving their problems to pass the torch forward.
We are on a team, and we tried. We tried to do something, and I think we did it. We're doing it, and that's something to remember.
Now, don't think Peru invented the use of mercury for gold mining. Over 100 countries still use it. In fact, during the gold rush in the western U.S., prospectors used mercury, which is still contaminating some of the area's fish.
To this day.
To this day.
That was incredible, that piece. Just seeing those images of just that land totally barren that was once so lush.
Yes. 370,000 acres and then a couple other million acres affected. I mean, it's devastating. And as we said, I mean, it affects everything. Mm-hmm. And imagine this place going from being a carbon absorber to a carbon
emitter.
Releaser.
Yeah.
And
wow.
I love those scientists just saying, yeah, let's plant some trees. Let's try to turn this around to the extent we can.
Yeah. Look at you again, shining a spotlight just where it needed. Thank you, Cynthia.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Have a good weekend.
All right.
I think
Dylan's got a check of the weather. Yes, she does.
Yes, I do, guys. We do have some fall-like temperatures in the Northeast. It's going to be windy, too, so wear your jackets, especially up across New England. Much cooler even down into the Southeast, where temperatures will be in the 70s. Record highs down along the Gulf Coast. Some spotty showers and thunderstorms in the upper Midwest. We also have some monsoonal moisture still bringing some scattered thunderstorms in the Southwest, and it's cool and comfortable in the Northwest with highs close to 70. And that's your latest forecast.
All right, Dylan, thank you. What time is it?
It's Popstar
time.
Wait, does that say SG in your hair?
Yeah.
How cute is that? Sorry, I'm going to
be out. Hot.
Isn't that cute?
Right.
How cute is that?
Sure.
Sorry. I see Friday. Isn't that cute for the people in the
look
back?
Look at that.
I see bedazzlement, and I'm like a moth to a flame. All right, first up, Ryan Reynolds, the funny actor, never fails to get us laughing with ads for his liquor company, Aviation Gin. And in the latest one, Reynolds is promoting new tours opening at the Aviation Distillery. This is in Portland, Oregon. But as Ryan so kindly demonstrates, these tours will be unlike any other because he's really putting the guests to work. Wow. Have you tried the gin?
No.
Well, we're going to.
Okay.
All right. Finally, Ted Lasso. Have you ever wanted to play with the show's beloved underdogs, AFC Richmond? Well, now you can. Call my boys. This week, EA Sports announced the fictional football club is headed to the next edition of FIFA. Next level.
Come on.
Yes, that's why I said call my kids. Video gamers can choose Jason Sudeikis' fan favorite character as a team manager in the video game, or they can create their own players to hit the field with the Greyhounds. Wow. And of course, you'll also see animated versions of the series' main cast, including Roy Kent, Jamie Tartan, Coach Beard. FIFA 23. Comes out next Friday.
It's gonna be hot.
That's brilliant.
Isn't that huge?
Brilliant.
Yes.
Brilliant.
There you go.
Guys, still
right.
Ahead. John Hamm is back.
Hey! Part of the show.
Come on!
Very much. Hi, guys.
You are. Well, aren't you going to be on the morning show?
I am on the morning show. I'll be on the morning show.
All right. More with John Hamm coming up after this.
We are back. It is 8:30 on a Friday morning. Great crowd with us. Great crowd along with a very special guest. Not every day, Dylan Dreyer, that we see a dinosaur on our plaza.
It startled me. I thought I was going to take my pen.
That's a T-Rex.
Frankie?
I love it.
Frankie the Dino.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a raptor.
He's not a real dinosaur. He's an animatronic Utah raptor on a mission.
Totally normal.
Guys, he's part of the Don't Choose Extinction campaign started by the United Nations Development Program to focus on climate change. Oh. And since it is climate week here in New York City, Frankie is making stops throughout the city. He stopped by. Wow. He was hoping to get some of that delicious pizza, but Frankie, we ate it all.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, look, he dances.
Oh, my God.
He's sassy.
Frankie's got he's got attitude.
Yeah.
All right, Frankie. Also, we've got a special guest in the house. He's staying here. We think John Hamm is going to have his own dressing room. He'll be saying hello to folks in the control room. He's going to be all over the place. John is going to talk to us about his take on the remake.
Don't worry, John. There's only 10 more live
TV. There is no actual interview.
Also, we've got a big NFL matchup to look forward to on Sunday night right here on NBC. Denver the Broncos taking on the San Francisco 49ers. And this morning, we're going to help you map out your meal plan for the big game with Chef Tobias Dorzon manning our grill. Going to spend some time with the chef coming up.
Yum. And guys, on Monday, Al will take us inside the game. He flew to Denver for a behind-the-scenes look at what it takes for the Broncos mascot Thunder to get ready for game day. Mr. Roker even took a turn on the saddle himself. So we can't wait to hear all about that Monday on Today.
All right. Speaking of football, guys, this is a part of the morning we love. It's called our Friday Morning Light. So all season long, we are spotlighting special high schools and their team spirit. And this morning, it's Community High School in Nevada, Texas, home of the Braves. We've got head coach Dustin Bland with us.
Hey.
Oh, wait a minute. You guys turned out this morning. Coach, how's everyone feeling down in Texas?
Well, we're excited to be on the Today Show this morning. You know, this is a big deal for us. It's a great day to be a Brave, right, guys?
Up, you're gonna have a late night. What makes football so special? What does it mean to your community?
It means everything to us. You know, this is an opportunity for our band, our cheer, our players to be supported by our community. And we have fabulous support every Friday night. This place is packed out, standing room only, and it's classic Friday night lights.
Coach, lots of luck in the big game tonight.
All right. By the way, a big shout out to our friends at our Dallas station, NBC5, for helping us out this morning in Nevada, Texas. Don't forget, we would love to shine a light on your local team as well. So if you want to nominate your school, go to today.com.
How about, how about those kids? How about everybody up early? Cheering them on.
Game day, by the way.
Let's go.
Come
on.
Cool.
I love it.
All right, what you got, Jim?
All right, we've got our jackets on. So that tells you everything you need to know. We are going to start that fall feel in the Northeast. In fact, tomorrow morning, we'll even see some frost, especially across upstate New York, where temperatures will be close to freezing. Other than that, we do have record heat, though, down along the Gulf Coast, down into Texas, down through Louisiana and Mississippi. Sunny and warm out west, too. And on Sunday, we're keeping things dry and mild. 70s in the Pacific Northwest. That should feel real nice. Also 70s in the Plain States, too. But we're still going to keep it on the cooler side in the Northeast. Temperatures only in the low to mid-70s. And we could see some isolated showers or storms in the interior Northeast. We've got Sunday Night Football on when is it? Sunday night? We're looking at the 49ers headed over to Denver. They're taking on the Broncos. It's going to feel like a perfect night for football. Clear, mild temperatures in the lower 70s. So get ready. Sunday Night Football right here on NBC starts at 7 Eastern.
Yeah, we got so many people celebrating. We got a 50th anniversary behind us. And we have a young lady who has celebrated so many birthdays with us. Look at her board.
Oh, wow.
And here she is today celebrating her big 5-0. What's your name?
Ma'am, LaShema Lewis.
Well, we're so happy. Look at her shirt. Look, she's spending my 50th birthday with today.
Over
the years, we love you. You keep coming back. We'll be waiting for you on 51. Thank you. All right, Dylan. Coming up next, the one, the only, John Hamm on his reboot of Fletch, Top Gun, so much more. But first, this is Today on NBC. Okay, we have promised him to you all morning, and now it's time. We are delivering. He's really here. John Hamm is here. He's
still
back on
here.
The big screen.
Yeah, I know. Still here.
For Confess Fletcher, reboot of the 80s hit movie franchise.
Well, John plays the iconic title role and finds himself caught up in a murder investigation. He is the prime suspect, but luckily, he is quite the charmer.
I looked into your criminal record.
And?
Bad check charge, two contempt of court charges, number of non-payment of alimony charges.
100% of most of those were dismissed.
You're a bit of a shady character, Mr. Fletcher.
But I am adorable.
Yes,
fair.
You are.
It's true. Well, you're adorable, John.
Well,
good morning.
Hi, John.
Good morning.
Let me read you one of the reviews. Mm. Confess Fletch is John Hamm's best acting yet.
Wow.
Wait,
forget the Emmy. Forget Don Draper.
Jeez.
It's Fletch, the role of a lifetime.
I'll take it. You know, it's something that I've been thinking about ever since I saw the first movie.
Yeah.
As most of us in our generation know, that that movie holds a very special place.
Sure.
Obviously, Chevy's performance is so unique and singular. And I remember when I saw that movie and then I realized, oh, my gosh, this is based on a book, not only a book, but like a whole series of books. There were more novels and more stories about this character. And then I started reading them and I was like, oh, the books are very different from the iteration of the first film. And let's take it back to the original, and that's what we did.
Did you skip over part of that story?
Yeah.
You got the books,
yeah.
didn't you?
How did you?
I acquired them.
And how did you acquire
them?
I have to say I probably owe the fluorescent Walden books about $25 because I took them at a very steep discount in that.
I stole them.
Yes, yeah. I stole
okay.
them. Okay.
Well,
them,
you so. Guys have something in common.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I know. I have a slight shoplifting career.
An issue?
Well, yeah, maybe. Just like seventh grade, some of the Maybelline mascara.
Well, sure.
Yeah, but anyway, enough about that.
the statute of limitations is way, way.
Look, I'm going to confess to you, one time I took a cowboy hat out
you
of a store under my shirt. Under my shirt. It was a dare. I had to do it.
By the way, under your shirt? I'm sure you really blend it.
That better have been a huge
hat.
Shirt.
I had to get it out. Okay,
fair enough.
Back to you.
So back to you. You know, some people, John, look at your career and they see you hitting this great high note and they saw you as Don Draper and they think, well, this must have been an easy ride for this guy. Was there ever a time in your career where you got fired from a job where you...
Oh, sure.
Like what?
I remember it was right before I had done Mad Men, the year before I had done Mad Men, and I'd worked on a couple of shows. I'd been, you know, sort of working actor and doing just fine. But I was getting ready to do a pilot and shot the pilot. Very excited. Oh, it got picked up. We're very excited. And they were like, except we're not going to use you. And I was like, like I'm fired? They're like, yeah. I was like, okay, well, do I still get paid for the pilot? Like, no, that's all fine. But we're moving in a different direction.
What do you do with confidence, like after something like that happens?
It's rough. It's a hit. Yeah. You know, it's almost harder when you have something like that happen to than when you're just have no, you know, well, I never worked. It's a thing, like whatever. But when you have a taste of it, and then you're like, oh, it just gets taken away. And I auditioned for 7 or 8. More pilots the next season before I got Mad Men and got all the way to the end and then didn't get cast.
that was the big one you got right then, and
yes.
then you hit on that one.
And
wow,
that one actually, it turned out that one had some legs.
It did. Uh-huh. Still one of my absolute favorite shows. Mm-hmm. John Slattery, who plays your boss mm-hmm. in Mad Men,
yes.
comes back for Fletch, and was that your idea?
Yes, I thought if we're gonna hire somebody to play my old boss, why don't we get my old boss? And John was kind enough to do it, and hopefully if we get to make more in the series of this story, he'll be back because he's a big character in the novels, and he keeps coming back, and they have a contentious, funny relationship, and that really comes across in the scenes in the movie.
Has Chevy Chase seen this one?
I don't know. You know, he hasn't reached out to me for sure, but I hope he does. I hope he likes it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, people are just obsessed with the character, which I'm sure. Like you said, you did it more like the books. You weren't trying to do a carbon copy of what Chevy Chase did.
You know, part of it is that's so Chevy's thing, and it would almost be like I'm doing a Chevy impression. I'm not trying to do that, and it's like, you know, it's if you want to see that version of it, that's exists for all to see, and we all love it and know it. And here's a new take. I look at it as like kind of like a cover song,
yeah.
You know, so it's sort of that kind of thing.
Why do you think? I'm just thinking about Mad Men for a second because that was such a gigantic hit. What was it? Do you think it was the timing? Why was it that thing hit so hard?
I think that there are synchronicities and kind of things that happen at the right time and. We happened to be telling that story at a kind of an inflection point in American culture and things like that, where it was just received, you know, in the way it was.
Twitter
intended.
Was just starting, like
Twitter,
a lot of things
iPhones,
were just starting.
Instagram, all of those things came of age during our show, and so the culture of the time was shifting in the same way, not in the same way, but in a similar way. That the culture of the time was shifting in the 60s. And I think that, for whatever reason, resonated.
Wow, cool.
Well, before we let you go, I know you can't talk much about it, but you're in the next season of The Morning Show.
Yes.
Just wonder if you've learned anything about Morning Show.
Yes. What have you taken away?
I just show up and you guys keep putting me on camera. It's really great.
That's pretty much it.
It's just awesome. I love it. No, I'm very excited to be a part of that, working with Jen Aniston and Reese and Holland Taylor, Billy Crudup, so many
cast.
Julianna Margulies. I mean, it's really exciting. It's always very nice to be asked to come play in a sandbox that's been so established like theirs, and I'm very much looking forward to it.
Thank you, John.
Thank you
for guys.
Thanks for being a great sport.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
A lot of fun today.
I mean, you fed me. I mean, what else can I say?
There's more food out on the plaza.
Great.
We're eating.
Terrified of the dinosaur.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
What I think.
The dinosaur had a lot of personality. You can catch Confess Fletch. It's in theaters, or you can go on Apple TV or Google Play.
All right, let's send it outside to Craig.
Tell John that the dinosaur left and come out and have some of this great food. It smells delicious. We're gearing up for Sunday Night Football Night in America because we're grilling with Chef Tobias Dorzon. His fun twist on cheeseburgers and the shrimp dish, ideal for watching the Broncos and 49ers. Yes, we'll do that right after this. But first, this is Today on NBC.
From Freakonomics Radio, a new series about a role model we didn't know we needed.
So many crazy things really did happen to him.
The physicist Richard Feynman was one of the most brilliant scientists of his generation, but he was also a troublemaker, an obsessive, and a man who spoke truth to power. Along the way, he created a blueprint for how to lead a life of honest inquiry.
He was a brilliant theoretical physicist, but what really made him stand out was his humanity.
The curious, brilliant, vanishing Mr. Feynman on Freakonomics Radio.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
We are back with Today Food Loves Football. As we mentioned, the San Francisco 49ers are taking on the Denver Broncos in Denver on Sunday night. And if you're looking for the perfect spread for the big game, look no further. We've got you covered. Joined now by former NFL player turned professional foodie and chef Tobias Dorzon. Chef Tobias, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Good morning.
I mean, let's just start there. How do you go from pro football player to acclaimed chef? How does that happen?
Well, I mean, you know, when you're always eating good food, you know, you end up wanting to see how you can actually cook it. And, you know, growing up in the kitchen with my dad, man, it was just something that it was a great transition for me.
I love it. I'm excited about these dishes. We're going to start with the Denver dish first. This is the jalapeno bacon jam burger.
Yes,
and then we'll do the San Francisco
dish. We'll do
dish
that.
After.
Yeah. So, you know, just let's start off with a little small knife cuts. You know, you want to get your knife, want to get your onions going, get a good chop going.
Okay. I see you use a cast iron skillet.
Yep. Use your cast iron. So you go ahead and add your onions.
All right. What else do you add in addition to the onions?
Add your onions, your garlic, your jalapenos.
It's garlic.
Yeah.
Okay.
You see, you smell like you got that going?
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay.
So in the pan, you know, we started out with bacon fat that we rendered from our actual bacon. But if you don't
bacon
want...
Bacon fat. Yeah. That's the secret, boys and girls.
That's what does.
If you don't want to use bacon fat, you can always use avocado oil. Okay. And a high smoke point.
No, we're going to use bacon fat.
You know, you go ahead and add your bacon to it.
All right.
Cook that down.
And so you cook that down.
Yep, cook it down.
Is that brown sugar?
Brown sugar, man.
Oh,
gotta have it.
Oh, that's the pro tip. And what is that there?
Apple cider vinegar.
All of this goes in the pan. Okay.
All of this goes in the pan. Cook it up good. Let that go.
How long do you cook that?
Cook that down for probably about 15, 20 minutes.
All right. And what kind of beef we're using here?
Right here, we Angus beef right here.
Angus
some good
beef.
Angus beef right here. We're gonna season it up.
Okay.
A little bit of salt and pepper.
A little salt and pepper.
We're going to add the garlic to your actual patty.
Why do you do that?
Then you want to get your flavor. So your pan cooking up that good garlic flavor in there while it's in the burger, you get that extra crunch and extra goodness in that burger right there.
Okay.
You get your burger, you add your Gouda cheese.
You like Gouda. You're a Gouda guy.
Yeah, it's a good nutty cheese. You know, you want to get that good flavor from it. You want so many different aspects. You got your brown sugar that's going.
Yes.
So then you get your nuttiness from your smoked Gouda. You cover that up so you can get your cheese to melt.
That's how you get the cheese to melt evenly.
Exactly.
Okay.
And now we're just going to assemble our burger.
Toasted bun?
Toasted bun, of course.
Of course.
Toasted bun. Get your burger.
Uh-huh.
Get your lettuce.
Yes.
Now you add your bacon jam.
That's what we made. That's
that
the bacon jam.
The jam is
jam. You can just eat the jam by itself.
Jam.
Okay, let's make sure we give San Francisco fans equal time here.
Right. Yeah,
so this
of course,
the bacon jam burger.
This is the bacon jam burger.
I'm gonna take
you
a
try
bite.
That. So now we're jumping over here to our avocado mash.
So good. So good.
Adding your onions.
Oh, yeah.
Avocado, you add your garlic, your cilantro.
Ooh, all the things.
All the good things.
All the things.
Lemon juice?
We gotta add a little bit of salt and pepper to that.
That bacon jam.
Isn't that bacon jam?
So, this is so crazy.
Okay, ain't it? Man. Yes, sir.
So, what do you season the shrimp with?
We got a little bit of cumin, onion powder, paprika.
That's it.
Yep.
Just toss it together. Just
toss that in there. Get you a good mix.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm.
It's really good.
Make sure you got your oil and your garlic in your pan already.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Seasoned up.
Got a real hot pan?
Real hot pan. Okay, look at you. You know a little something,
Savannah Guthrie had her own cooking show.
That's what I learned.
Wildly popular cooking show.
Stir that in. Let your shrimp get the even color on both sides.
And what do we have here? What's the story on the Christinis?
Nice rice grilled Christinis, but you want something light
super
but
crunchy.
Still flavorful. Mm-hmm. You get your Christinis, you toast your Christinis up. You top it with the avocado mash that you made earlier.
Avocado mash. You can eat this.
Try that. Isn't that good?
That is good.
Oh my goodness.
I like all the different textures.
Yep.
You got your crunchy, you got your smash.
You gotta have everything.
Chef, well done.
Thank you.
Who do you like in the game Sunday? Denver, San Fran.
Well, you know, Trent Williams is my client, so you know I'm going with the 49ers, man.
Smart man.
Yes, sir.
Smart man. Chef Tobias, thank you so much.
Thank you.
What's the verdict here, ladies?
Bacon jam, avocado smash, so good.
So good. Done.
For the recipes, as always, today.com/food. And, oh, by the way, don't forget to catch Sunday night's clash between the San Francisco 49ers, Denver Broncos, right here on NBC, also on Peacock. Coverage starting at 7 o'clock Eastern, Football Night in America with Mike Tirico and the gang. We're back in a moment, but first, this is Today on NBC.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate that.
Smucker's Celebrates Today is sponsored by Milk-Bone. More dog. Milk-Bone.
All right, guys, we've got a really special part of the show here for you because, like our sponsor Milk-Bone, we want to celebrate National Dog Week. So let's give a round of applause to some of our furry best friends. First up, we are hitting the greens with our buddy Brady. He's not the best caddy, but he can retrieve a golf ball in record time. So I think that's a caddy nonetheless. Next, we have Susan's best friend. His name is Dudley. And like all of us around here, his favorite thing to do is nap. I'd snuggle up for one right now. And last but not least, say hello to Dakota June. Oh, Dakota, what a cool name. She can't start her day until she finishes her morning puppuccino.
Oh,
so happy National Dog Week, everyone.
That's
so fun.
That's cute.
Killing.
Thank you. That's really sweet. You guys, can we just give a big round of applause for
we
have
crowd.
The best crowd today. It is a huge crowd. It goes all the way around. It's like a concert crowd. So thank you all for coming. We really appreciate it.
Aww.
Yeah.
Oh, you're 10. 10.
He's 10. We got a 10-year-old. What's your name? What's your name, buddy?
Michael.
Ryder is 10.
Ryder.
All right.
Lots more coming up in our third and fourth hours, including fall style secrets for your home with the stars of Netflix's Designing Miami.
And another live shot of John Hamm. Just kidding. We're back, guys.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.